Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street in beautiful Marion, Ohio, broadcasting live from Air Chair 1. Well, I hope you all are doing good, doing fantastic. I know I'm having a good day, and trust you're having a good day, too. A little on the cloudy side, some rain moving in tonight and into tomorrow. But I think after that, it's going to cool off a little bit, but I think we're going to have some sun. So that's on the plus side. So we'll just take whatever we can get here in April, even though we're almost into May already. Here the 28th of the month already, and time just marches right along, doesn't it? Well, we're giving away a $25 gift card to Walmart today. $25 gift card to Walmart. So if that sounds like something that you'd like to have, well, get ready to answer one of my trivia questions. All you need to do is call in and answer one of my trivia questions. I will put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we'll draw a name and find out who our lucky winner is. So that number that you will need coming up shortly is 740-383-9944. I'll tell you the trivia questions coming up here shortly. Well, gas in my neighborhood down in Waldo, $2.86 a gallon, but you can find cheaper down in Delaware. Across from Grady Hospital, the Speedway is $2.04 a gallon. Out 3637 at Myers is $2.04, and the new Sheets gas station is also $2.04 a gallon. So there you go. You can find some cheaper gas. If you want to take a little road trip, you can find some cheaper gas down in Delaware right now anyways. So there you go. But gas in my neighborhood, $2.86 a gallon at the Duke Station right down there. 4:19 is the time. You know, I had a good weekend. The wife and I, Amber and I, decided to go over to Marysville and eat at Culver's. Have you ever eaten at Culver's? Do you know what Culver's is? Well, they're known for their hamburgers. So that's what I got. I got a double butter burger with mashed potatoes. And boy, I'm telling you, it was delicious. But I kind of wished I would have gotten what my wife got. She got the pot roast meal, and she got a nice portion of pot roast on bread with mashed potatoes, and I believe her vegetable may have been green beans, I'm not sure, but it made for a good-looking meal, and I wished that I ended up getting that pot roast meal that she got. But anyhow, Culver's was where we went over to Marysville. Then we went to different stores over there, went to the Walmart over there, and Amber found some nice clothes over there at Walmart, and so she stocked up a little bit in the clothing department. She had a lot of fun, so that's kind of what we did over the weekend. This weekend, I think we're going to go down to Polaris direction and go to Marcella's. If you've never been to Marcella's, it's across from Polaris Mall, and it's kind of an Italian joint, and they have a spaghetti dinner, and they have a humongous meatball right in the center, and you talk about some good stuff. So I think that's where we're going to head this weekend if everything goes according to plan. All right, we want to thank our supporter. Thank you so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. If you're out on the internet or on your smartphone, check out my website. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. And of course, a big thank you to the radio station for streaming us online at their website too, wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. You can find archive shows, and Scott's shows are up there. Everybody's shows are up there, so check that out. So we are live from South Prospect Street in Air Chair 1, delighted to be with you on another Wednesday afternoon. Let's get to the trivia. Again, all you need to do for a chance to win my $25 Walmart gift card is call and answer one of these trivia questions. I'll put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner for the $25 Walmart gift card, and then I will send that through the mail to you. And if I do not already have your mailing address, I'll have you call me at the very end of the show when I go off the air at 5 o'clock, and I'll get your address. How's that sound? Okay, here's question number one as we turn to trivia. Which putty-like material was invented in the 1950s to clean wallpaper, but today is used by kids in arts and crafts projects? Which putty-like material was invented in the 1950s to clean wallpaper, but today is used by kids in arts and crafts projects? 740-383-9944. Which country music duo wrote and recorded the hit song Cruise? Which country music duo wrote and recorded the hit song Cruise? Let's go to the phones, find out who's there. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nick?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Yeah, Play-Doh.
Play-Doh is what I'm looking for. Yes, sir.
Yep.
I used to play with that when I was a kid and have all kinds of fun. Different
cuts. Right. I used to use it as a little wallpaper.
Yeah, there you go. It's good for playing with and good for getting the job done, isn't it?
You're right.
Well, I'll tell you what. What's on the menu for tonight?
What's on the menu tonight?
Yes, sir.
It is pork loin, macaroni and cheese, and burgers.
Oh, sounds good. All right.
Yeah, we're going to sell a lot tonight. So tonight, we're having that.
Sounds good. All right. Sounds like you're going to have a good meal tonight, Bob.
All right. You have a good night.
Hey, you too, Bob. Hey, thanks.
Be safe.
Okay, you too. Be safe. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, there's Bob kicking off the program today. Which reality singing competition did singer Carrie Underwood win? Which reality singing competition did singer Carrie Underwood win? In the novel Charlotte's Web, what kind of animal is Templeton? In the novel Charlotte's Web, what kind of animal is Templeton? Hi, we're on the air.
Florida Georgia Line.
Florida Georgia Line recorded the song Cruise. How about you? Are you a fan of the song?
Yes, I used to.
Really like that song, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Miss Allison, what have you been up to today?
Nothing.
Nothing much, just probably doing school?
I just got finished with it.
Oh, okay, so now you're free for the rest of the evening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. That's a good that's good thing. All right, Miss Allison, we'll all put you in for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling me. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Thank
you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alrighty. How many sunrises does the South Pole experience each year? How many sunrises does the South Pole experience each year? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Templeton was a rat.
Templeton was a rat, that is for sure. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Doing good, good. Is this Scott?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Scott, always good to hear from you.
I listen every Wednesday.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you for being out there, and people like you make the show go round, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, we do what we can.
And I appreciate that very much. Well, you have a good evening, and try to stay dry out there when the rain starts.
Yeah, you do the same.
All right, sure will. You have a good one now. Bye-bye. All right, there's our buddy Scott checking in. 4:27 is the time on a Wednesday afternoon. During a medieval knighting ceremony, the king or other official tapped the would-be knight with the flat of the hand or the side of the sword and said, "I blank thee, Sir Knight." What is that word I'm looking for? Hi, we're on the air.
One.
Yes, that's how many sunrises that the South Pole experiences each year. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Is this Noah?
Yes.
Well, Noah, tell me what you've been up to today, buddy.
Just riding the blue four-wheel and we're in the woods looking for mushrooms.
Oh, you've been
back to the house.
Oh, you've been looking.
Watching a movie.
Oh, you've been out looking
and
for mushrooms.
Peanut butter.
And you said you had some peanut butter?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you like just the creamy peanut butter, or do you like the crunchy in it with nuts? You probably like the creamy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes the crunchy peanut butter is just a little too much, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. So anyhow, so when you look for mushrooms, then what do? To them, you bring them back to the house, and then if they're safe, you guys probably what? You guys eat them?
Yeah, but not me or Ollie or Rookie.
Oh, not you guys. Okay. All right. You just don't care for them too much, right?
Nope.
Yeah. Well, I'll put you in for a chance to win a $25 gift card to Walmart, okay?
Okay.
All right, Noah. It's good to talk to you, buddy. Take care and have a good night, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
It's also going to rain here.
Yeah, it's going to rain here, too. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
Alrighty. Give us a ring here at the radio station. We're having fun at 107.1 FM, WWGH. Hans Christian Andersen wrote a famous fairy tale about a girl who can feel witch food under her mattress. Hans Christian Andersen wrote a famous fairy tale about a girl who can feel witch food under her mattress. In the song, I remember having this trivia question maybe about a year ago. Sometimes these trivia questions come back around. In the song On Top of Spaghetti, what was lost when somebody sneezed? In the song On Top of Spaghetti, what was lost when somebody sneezed? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
She can feel a pee.
Right.
In the mattress.
Imagine that.
And it was a stack of mattresses that I saw in the picture.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that's pretty incredible to be able to do that.
I guess she's very sensitive.
Must have been some magic going on in
there.
Oh,
yes, definitely.
A little bit. Well, how's your day going on, Miss Janet?
Well, I like the warmer weather, that's for sure.
It is nice, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I broke out the pair of shorts yesterday and today, and it's rather nice getting in the summer attire, isn't it?
Right. Great.
And hopefully we get to keep it out, but it looks like it's going to cool off a little bit, but hopefully getting into May, it won't last too long.
No, it'll be fine.
Yep, we'll be fine, for sure. Those leaves are coming out on the trees, and everything's looking good.
Exactly.
All right, well, I got you all signed up, and as always, it's good to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Being on, let's see. Let's go to this one. Where did Wilbur and Orville Wright build their first flying airplane? Where did Wilbur and Orville Wright build their first flying airplane? Hi, we're on the air.
Carrie Underwood won an American Idol.
Right. She won American Idol. Boy, that was sure a hot show back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I remember getting on my phone, I think you had to press 1 or press 2 for the certain artist that you wanted to vote for, and boy, I'll tell you, I got caught up in it myself. It was quite the thing. It was quite the thing back in the day, for sure. But it kind of propelled her to stardom, and man, I'll tell you what, I'd love to have just a fourth of her money, wouldn't you?
yes.
Absolutely. All right, Miss Ashley. Well, I will put you in the drawing for this Walmart card, and you stay dry wherever you're at, all right?
Alrighty.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll give you this last one more time. Where did Wilbur and Orville Wright build their first flying airplane? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Sounds like you're doing good, too.
Yep, doing good. Yes, sir.
Can't beat this weather.
No, you can't. Yeah, I'll tell you.
Last couple of days been great.
Oh, it sure has.
So got all my yard work done, so let it rain.
Yep. I went out yesterday and got her all mowed and got everything all trimmed up. I was pretty satisfied with the way it looked, I have to admit, even though the lawn mowing's not necessarily my favorite thing.
but at least the grass was pretty dry, so it mowed nice.
It really did. I didn't have any trouble with it. And, of course, it's dandelion season, but I don't think it lasts too much. I don't think it lasts all summer long, though.
Nope.
Dandelion season. Nope. Trying to think when it ends, but I don't really think it lasts too much.
Pretty much through the spring. Yeah.
I really don't mind them too much. I find them kind of pretty.
Little color to the yard.
Yeah, they're kind of pretty, right. You know. I like that, and I like it when the wild mustard starts to grow in the fields.
I remember when my daughter was about 2 or 3 years old. She comes in the house with her hand behind her back and tells her, Mom, I have a bunch of flowers here for you, and it was a whole bunch of dandelions.
That was the bouquet that day.
Yeah. So.
Nice and cheap bouquet.
Right. The Wright brothers started in Kitty Hawk.
Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yep. I read somewhere, and I might have it in a story here, that they had a little piece of the plane.
Oh, yeah, on the helicopter.
Yeah, on the helicopter.
Yeah, a little patch of the skin of it. Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Right.
They did that.
Except they're on Mars now.
Yeah, even though it's not very big, it's still made for, you know, kind of a cool story. I might have that in the stack coming up. And, of course, I've got David Rush coming up, too.
Oh, great. I hadn't heard anything about him recently.
He has done
another one, huh?
Yep, he's done something else.
I'd like to hear his total. You know, everybody always says that, you know, over 150, but he's got to be over 160 now.
I've looked for a website that counts that, and there isn't one that I can find, but I'll tell you, if somebody put one out, that would be pretty neat to just go there and watch it go up, the totals.
Right.
It'd be neat.
All right, well, I enjoy your show.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's always good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, and you have a nice weekend, and don't forget that meatball.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't let it fall off.
Right. Absolutely.
Right. Talk to you later, Nate.
All right. Uh-huh.
Thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right, we are at 4:36 on Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond, your host. And let's see the trivia questions that we have. Well, you know what? We'll just keep answering the phone as long as it keeps a ringing here. And then I'll tell you the trivia questions I got left. Hi, we're on the air.
A meatball.
A meatball is in the song On Top of Spaghetti. That was what was lost when somebody sneezed. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. And I know who this is. This is our winner from last week, Mr. Lucas. How are you, Lucas?
Good.
Good. Have you gotten the chance to get some pizza yet, or are you just kind of saving it?
I have not got it. I haven't got the pizza yet.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saving it.
All right. Saving it for just the right time, right?
Yep.
Well, how did school go today? Pretty good?
Yeah.
Good, good. And you're probably all done for the day, right?
Yeah.
So you get to have a nice free evening. What do you think you're going to do? Anything? Not sure? Well, I know it's going to be raining, so you might have to pick something to do inside, right? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I got you in the drawing for the Walmart gift card. I thank you very much for calling.
Okay, I'm outside.
Oh, you're outside. Well, and it hasn't started raining yet?
Uh-uh.
Well, that's good. And it's pretty nice out, isn't it?
We get dark and you can hear thunder.
Oh, you can hear thunder in the distance. Must going to have a little bit of a thunder shower, huh? Well, we'll just enjoy that nice weather while it lasts, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Lucas. It's always good talking to you, buddy, okay?
Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Alrighty, you're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1438 is the time. And here we go with the trivia questions I have left. Actually, I'm just down to one on this page here, but I do have a backup page to give you, just in case you want to guess some more. During a medieval knighting ceremony, the king or other official tapped the would-be knight with the flat of the hand or broad side of the sword and said, "I blank thee, Sir Knight. What word am I looking for?" All right. Tom Brady set a National Football League record in 2007 by throwing 50 touchdown passes. For which team, then, did Brady play? Tom Brady set a National Football League record in 2007 by throwing 50 touchdown passes. For which team did Brady play? All right. Also, what is the largest basketball shoe size in NBA history? What is the largest basketball shoe size in NBA history? Can you tell me that one? Hi, we're on the air.
The Patriots.
Yes, the Patriots. How are you doing today?
Oh, not bad.
Good. Is this Lee?
Yes, it is.
All right, Lee. It's good to hear from you. How your day going? Pretty good, and avoiding rain so far in your area?
Yeah, it's going real good. Looks like it's going to rain here pretty soon.
Yeah, I think it's coming in any time. Been pretty dry most of the day, though, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take what we can get for sure.
Yeah, we'll take this warmer weather and we get a little rain.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd much rather drive in rain than snow and ice any day of the week.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely. All right, Lee, it's always good to talk to you, and I'll got you signed up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, have a good one now. Bye-bye. All righty. And which team has won the most Super Bowl titles? Which team has won the most Super Bowl titles? What is the name of the hockey trophy that contains the names of the players, coaches, and team officials from the winning team? What is the name of the hockey trophy that contains the names of the players, coaches, and team officials from the winning team? Hi, we're on the air.
Dub,
that is the word that I'm looking for. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Good, and this is Miss Sarah, right?
The one and only.
All right. Yeah, I'd play a round of applause for you, but I'm sure Scott's got one in here, but I'm not sure which button to press.
That's okay. Well, have a good show.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Alrighty, and we're having a good round of callers today and having a good time. Broadcasting live from South Prospect Street in beautiful historic Marion, Ohio, as we roll right along. Alright, grab another call coming in here. Yeah, I'm not sure what this is. We'll take it anyways and see. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello. If you didn't get the name for it yet, the hockey trophy is the Stanley Cup.
The Stanley Cup. Yes, that's what I'm looking for. How are you?
Yeah, I thought so.
Yes, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. And what is your name?
My name's Tom.
Tom. All right, Tom. I will put you in the stack for a chance to win, all right?
Yes, do you want my last name or not?
No, last name. If you win, I'll have you call me back at 5 o'clock.
Okay, very good.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, coming up on 4:43, and we've just had a volley of phone calls coming in here for the first half hour of the show or so, and it's been great to having everybody call in for sure. Absolutely. All righty. So here's what we got left on the trivia. What is the largest basketball shoe size in NBA history? Which team has won the most Super Bowl titles? And what is the perfect score in a game of bowling? What is the perfect score in a game of bowling? Can you tell me that? All righty, let's see if we can squeeze in some offbeat fast facts for you, and then I have some offbeat news for you coming up straight ahead right here. The King of Hearts is the only king without a mustache. DFW Airport in Texas is larger than the island of Manhattan. Offbeat fast facts for you. Giraffes have the same number of vertebrae as humans. 7. Humans share 50% of their DNA with bananas. Strawberries are actually members of the rose family. Mint comes in over 30 varieties, and we'll go over some more of these in a moment. Right now, another call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
The perfect score in bowling is 300.
Right, 300. That is correct. Well, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, and how are you?
Doing good. Doing fantastic. Well, what is your first name? I'll get you signed up for a chance to win.
Judy.
Judy? All right, Judy, I will put you in our stack here, and I appreciate you taking the time for calling.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Have a good evening now.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye. All righty. Offbeat fast facts for you. Ancient Romans thought strawberries could cure bad breath and chronic fainting. Venus is the only planet to rotate clockwise. You can't hum while plugging your nose. When I read this online, I tried it too. You can't do it. You cannot hum while plugging your nose. And elephants are afraid of bees. Elephants are afraid of bees. So there you go. There's your offbeat fast facts for you on this Wednesday, April the 28th. And now let's turn to the offbeat news report. Find out what we've got here. Hundreds of people with the first name Josh gathered in Nebraska with pool noodles for a battle royale that began as a joke on social media. Josh Swain, 22, an Arizona college student, said he was bored during the pandemic in April 2020, so as a joke, he sent a message to a few people who shared his name and challenged them to a duel in 1 year's time in a Nebraska park. Swain said the joke soon turned into a real plan, and Saturday, hundreds of Joshes gathered with pool noodles in Lincoln's Air Park to battle it out. The event was Swain and another Josh Swain, who hails from Omaha, playing rock, paper, scissors for the rights to their name. The Arizona student won the initial contest, and the event then turned to the pool noodle melee. A 4-year-old boy named Joshua Vinson Jr. was declared the winner of the pool noodle battle, and was presented with a Burger King crown and hoisted into the air to a round of cheers from all of the Joshes there. The Joshes collected 300 pounds of food for the Food Bank of Lincoln and raised more than $8,000 for the Children's Hospital and Medical Center Foundation in Omaha. All right, here's the story about David Rush, who breaks all the world records. An Idaho man kept a garden hoe balanced on his nose for 1 hour and 41 minutes to reclaim a Guinness World Record he previously set at 40 minutes. David Rush, who has broken more than 150 Guinness records to promote STEM education, said he originally set the record for longest duration balancing an object on his nose in 2017 when he balanced for 40 minutes, beating the then record of 30 minutes. Rush said the record had been beaten multiple times since 2017, and he decided to take on the most recent record of 1 hour and 30 minutes. He said the challenge for the record included the weight of the object, which Guinness required to be at least 2.5 pounds. Causing the cartilage in his nose to deform, which was both painful and threw off his center of balance. Rush said he stood for the first 1 hour and 37 minutes and dropped the hoe 4 minutes after sitting in a chair for a total time of 1 hour and 41 minutes. Pretty cool. Police in Connecticut said an escaped cow led its owners and officers on an hours-long chase through several neighborhoods. The Fairfield Police Department said a call came in about midnight related to a loose cow in an intersection. Officers pursued the bovine alongside the animal's owner. The cow led its pursuers on an hours-long chase and was photographed walking past the Country Cow Deli. The animal was corralled about 2 miles from where it initially was spotted. It sat down, refused to move for more than an hour. Police said the bovine eventually was returned to its owner's home. There you go. There's your offbeat news for today that we have for you. It's 10 minutes until the top of the hour and 5 minutes left before we find out who's going to win our $25 Walmart gift card. And here's the trivia questions that we have left for you. What is the largest basketball shoe size in NBA history? What is the largest basketball shoe size in NBA history? Which team has the most Super Bowl titles? Which team has the most Super Bowl titles? Can you tell me that? And what is the perfect score in a game of bowling? What is the perfect score in a game of bowling? Those are the trivia questions we have left. If you care to answer, 740-383-9944. All righty. So, there you go. That's what we've got going on right now. And so I've got time here to tell you about what's happened on this day in history, this April the 28th. Rewinding all the way back to 1788, Maryland became the 7th state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. 1789, a mutiny on the British ship Bounty took place when a rebel crew took the ship and set sail to Pitcairn Island. The mutineers left Captain W. Bligh and 18 sailors adrift. Straight ahead, I'll tell you what happened in the year 1818. Hi, we're on the air.
I didn't get to hear you till now. What questions have you?
Okay, here's what I have left. I've got, what is the largest basketball shoe size in NBA history? And I've got, which team has won the most Super Bowl titles?
Is it New England?
Yes, New England is right. Very good.
Okay.
Yes, and this is Miss April, right?
Yes, I've been there trying on shoes, and I forgot about you.
All right. Well, I'm glad you made it in.
Okay.
Just in time.
Yeah.
3 minutes to spare.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Good to talk to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. So that's what I had down for that one. Okay. And that's what I had for that one. Let's grab this one. Hi, we're on the air.
What's the shoe size of 24?
Yeah, 24 is the largest that I've got. That's what I have down anyhow, so I suppose we're right on that. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good.
This is Judy again.
Oh, Judy. All right, Judy. All right, well, I'll mark you down that you answered this one, okay?
All right, thanks.
Hey, thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Okay. We have exactly 2 minutes left in the program. Here's what happened on this day in history in the year 1818. U.S. President James Monroe proclaimed naval disarmament on the Great Lakes and Lake Champlain. Champlain, not Champagne, so there we go. 1896, the adressograph was patented by J.S. Duncan. 1902, a revolution broke out in the Dominican Republic. 1910, first night air flight was performed by Claude Graham White in England. 1914, W.H. Carrier patented the design of his air conditioner. 1916, the British declared martial law throughout Ireland. 1923, the British Empire Exhibition Stadium opened to the public. 1930, the first organized night baseball game was played in Independence, Kansas. And finally, in 1932, the yellow fever vaccine for humans was announced. And that's what happened on this April the 28th, on this day in history. Now you are up to date. Ladies' Corner coming up right around the corner. But first of all, we got to thank everybody that called in. Man, we got a lot here. We want to thank Bob, Allison, make sure I don't stick anybody together, forget anybody, Scott, Noah. Want to thank Janet for calling in. Want to thank Ashley, Ernie, Lucas, Lee, Sarah, Tom, Judy, and April for ringing our phones today. You guys are the stars of the show. You guys are what make offbeat news and trivia go round. We appreciate the phone calls. You guys calling in keeps the juices flowing right here on WWGH and the program here. We're here every Wednesday from 4:15 to 5 o'clock. Don't forget it. Offbeat News and Trivia always giving something away, a gift card usually. Since we don't have a pickup at this location, at least not right now, and because of COVID. You know, we haven't had, I used to do some gift baskets, and we'll go back to that, eventually, once everything settles down. And so 4:55 is the time. Let's find out who wins this $25 Walmart gift card, okay? Let's mix everybody up and find out and pull somebody out of the stack here at random. And our random winner today is Ernie. Ernie, congratulations. You are $25 richer, and you can go to Walmart and buy whatever you want there, buddy. I'll get this sent out in the mail to you. Thanks to everybody that called, and if you didn't win, don't be discouraged. Just keep calling in. Your turn will come. I am certain of that. Okay. So thanks again to everybody that called here at WWGH this afternoon. Appreciate it very, very much. All right, it is time for Ladies Corner, and as usual, I have a recipe. Today is cheese ravioli with tomato and basil. cheese ravioli with tomato and basil. Make a delicious Italian dish in just 15 minutes with this cheese ravioli recipe. Ravioli is tossed with tomatoes, basil, and Parmesan cheese. Here's what you need. 1 package, 12 ounces, frozen cheese ravioli, uncooked. 1/4 cup Kraft sun-dried tomato vinaigrette dressing. 2 cups cherry tomatoes halved. 1/4 cup chopped fresh basil divided. 1/4 cup shaved Parmesan cheese. Here's how to make it. Cook your ravioli as directed on the package and then drain. Heat dressing in large skillet on medium-high heat. Add ravioli, tomatoes, and 2 tablespoons of basil. Cook 2 minutes, stirring occasionally. Stir in cheese and remaining basil, and there you have cheese ravioli with tomato and basil. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up with a delicious-looking picture, and you can copy and paste that recipe down for yourself. Make that, and then let me know how it is. You can send me an email anytime, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. All righty, we have just a couple of minutes to spare before the end of the program, and I want to thank you all for being loyal listeners to the program. Thank you very much for making the show go round. I do appreciate it very much, and we want to thank our supporter one more time. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's out there, radionate.webs.com. That's W-E-B-S, radionate.webs.com. And, of course, we're streaming online, and you can catch this show later on the archive page at www.gh1071.com. www.gh1071.com. Live from South Prospect Street in beautiful Marion, Ohio, you've been in tune to Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1. I hope you all stay dry out there and stay well out there, and I will be back next Wednesday at 4:15.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And I'm just impressed with your professional enthusiasm, and you're doing what I used to do, just, you know, drive people crazy until they finally say yes and do the show.